Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB and on the OTCQB under the symbol MBYMF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence, let's start off by following up on a news release that came out yesterday, May 10th, from the company highlighting the new project, this Telegraph project. And the title says the Telegraph project holds potential for porphyry copper gold deposits. Now, this project is in the Golden Triangle. And just to remind everybody, the company holds a handful of other projects in the Golden Triangle, which we will follow up on. But first, Lawrence, give us a little background on this Telegraph project. I understand it's been in and out of company hands over the last 50 years. There's been a fair bit of surface work done, but not too much drilling. So give us a bit more understanding of what attracted you to this project and some of the historic work that you're working off of.
Hi, Corey. We picked this property up after doing a fairly intense search through the Golden Triangle. And our geological team has got a lot of expertise up there, a lot of understanding of the area. And we were looking around at what opportunities might have been overlooked. And we saw this. We've spent a couple of months now digging into it in a lot of detail. You know, it's one of these things that's been explored since the early 1970s. At that time, they were focused entirely on copper. So they went all over it looking for copper. They found copper everywhere. But at that time, it was a remote area. And what they were finding didn't justify developing a mine. So it was kind of passed over. And then in the 1990s, geologists came back. This time they were looking for gold. SNP had been found, SK. And so they were looking for these high-grade gold occurrences. And again, they found, but not the high-grade that would justify a standalone gold operation in that location. So altogether, there's at least 50 companies. Evidence of 50 companies having worked on the property. There are 32 recorded min-file showings and prospects, and nobody has taken the time to really pull it together. The key ground was held, it was staked by an individual in 2004. There's been a little bit of work done on it by a couple of public companies. And what we see as the main trend continues on to a property that until now was held by a completely separate company. They were never looked at cooperatively or on a comprehensive basis. So we're putting all these pieces together, this wealth of historic information generated by a lot of different companies, each looking at little pieces. And what we're seeing looks very, very compelling. So we're very excited about this project and looking forward to getting on the ground this season.
So Lawrence, what is the work that Mountain Boy is going to have to undertake here to, it sounds like, still build up some of these targets to put a drill on the ground? What's the work plan going to be this year?
Well, the first thing is a continuation of this compilation of the existing information. We're pulling all this together, we're digitizing it, we're getting it into geological databases, and we're looking at it for the first time on a comprehensive basis. And at the same time, we're bringing in a lot of new geological ideas and understanding that's emerging from other companies that are working on very similar projects in the Golden Triangle. So a lot of the subtleties of the geology that are coming to light by other companies, we're recognizing that those same factors are present on this property. So putting all that together, this year we'll be on the property, but it'll be largely confirmatory of the existing information. We'll do a little bit of kind of overview geological work and trying to pull together the work that's been done to date to give us a better understanding of what's there and set us up to do a much more detailed program in the following season. And by then, we expect to be in a position where we can actually do some drilling on it.
So, Lawrence, for all the companies that have been on this project and for how long the project's been around, my understanding is that there's about 7 drill holes that have been drilled at the project, and really just 2 back in 2014, I believe it was. And some of those drill results, they showed some copper and gold occurrences, but maybe not the width that you're looking for a porphyry. We saw some of copper 0.32% and gold grades of 0.13 grams per ton gold over 18 meters. We also have another intercept of 54 meters, almost 55 meters of 0.11% copper. What are these results showing you? Because obviously these results weren't good enough for the past company. How are you guys going to look at this differently than using those limited drill results?
Well, it's pretty clear to our geological team that these results represent something on the fringe of a large system. And the key point here is that we're seeing the trend continue across the property onto the second property that we've acquired. So, well, the drilling in 1972, it was a foreign company that came in, they did some work on it, they drilled the 5 holes, they didn't file an assessment report, we don't know exactly what they got. And there was no further drilling until the 2004, and it's clear to us that they're on the edge of something that we believe to be very significant. We're seeing, you know, 1,200-meter-long copper geochem anomaly on surface. We're seeing it as being right on a major regional structure. We're seeing kilometers of alteration and copper and gold values on surface. It's a large system, and those couple of drill holes, in our view, just kind of clip the edge of something. And really needs a lot more follow-up.
So, Lawrence, for investors watching this project develop throughout this year without any, let's say, drill results to hang their hat on, what should investors be watching for to understand that this project is progressing the way you would want it to?
Well, I think the big thing is people in the industry, and especially porphyry experts, are going to recognize the significance of this property long before the typical investor does. Now, we're in touch with some experts that recognize the significance of this. We're hoping to get some expertise on the project devoted to it so that we can evolve it in the appropriate manner. And I think as we bring these people in that really understand it, it should provide that kind of level of confidence to a typical investor that there is something here of real significance.
Okay, so I guess something to keep an eye on as this Telegraph project develops throughout this year towards drilling what it sounds like next year. But the news release also highlights that American Creek, also in the Golden Triangle, that is still the company's flagship and focus. What are some of the work plans that investors can expect this year coming from American Creek?
Well, the most important aspect for this summer's program will be a continuation of the drill program. And we're all set up with the drilling contractor and everything else we need to do to begin drilling as soon as we can logistically. Realistically, it could be beginning of July before we can actually get the drill rig onto the site and get it turning. Between now and then, we're going to have a geological team in Stewart. We're going to begin some of the preparatory work. We're going to do some further follow-up surface geology, and we're going to get underground as soon as we possibly can to map and sample and get as much information as we possibly can from the workings that were put in place in the early 1900s.
Now, can you remind everybody how many more meters you have to drill as a continuation from last year's program and what some of the key targets are for this drilling?
Well, last year we set off to do 4,000 meters. We got a late start. We only got about 2,000 meters finished by the end of the season. at the very least, we'll finish that program. And we're going to continue drilling the main Mountain Boy target. Out of the 10 holes last year, only two of them were actually successfully drilled at the Mountain Boy target. And so with the information from those holes, we're in a much better position this year to target the next round of drill holes. So that'll be our primary focus. And then we've got other targets along the trend as far as 2 kilometers along that trend that we intend to test over the course of the summer's program.
Okay. Now, Lawrence, just in summary then, what is the news flow? What can investors look forward to here as the company progresses into this drill program in the Golden Triangle?
Well, we'll have further news on the Telegraph project in due course as we continue our compilation work. There's some really, really interesting geological information that is coming out of this, and we want it vetted by experts. We'll be on the ground at the American Creek project in June, and we'll be continuing work on the other projects over the course of the summer. So there's going to be an enormous news flow over the course of this summer. So the next big news will come from the start of the field work in Stewart on the American Creek project.
Okay. Lawrence, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll follow up as some more news comes out from Golden Boy. But the fact of the matter is, I know a lot of people are turning their attention towards the Golden Triangle as this drill season is going to start here relatively soon. So we'll keep up to date as the news progresses and as the company gets closer to getting those drills back on the ground at American Creek. Lawrence, I appreciate the update. Thanks for taking some time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Look forward to talking to you soon.